Aidan talking about changes in the news industry, part two.
So, let's begin with how the media was organized just a few decades ago. When our grandparents and parents were growing up, they would have found it unbelievable, you know, the amount of information we can now access at the click of a button. The sources may be endless, but the time and energy we have to absorb and evaluate the information is not. Only a few decades ago, our concept of news was based on the very limited offerings of a couple of magazines and newspapers, and three or four TV networks, where trusted broadcasters and newsreaders delivered the day's news at the same reliable time every evening. Just imagine that your only TV news program is the Tip 2. This was the reality in Austria in the last century, but the problems with these systems became apparent as the mass media spread. Whilst it was known that authoritarian countries controlled and censored information, a series of scandals, mainly corruption scandals, showed that democratic governments also tried to mislead the public, sometimes with media cooperation. Revelations of covert wars, secret assassinations, and political corruption undermined public faith in official news bulletins presented by mainstream sources. Any questions so far? Yes?
How was this deteriorating trust in the truthfulness of information overcome?
Good question. Yes. Well, this breakdown in trust in the traditional media led to alternative newspapers, magazines, radio shows, and cable news channels competing with the traditional major media outlets and to reporting events from different perspectives. Well, that's all I wanted to say about history for now. Okay. With the development of the internet, the amount of information and the number of viewpoints have multiplied. Social media, blogs, and online video could potentially turn every citizen into a reporter or source of information. But if everyone were a reporter, the truth could be hidden under a multitude of voices, some louder or more alarmist than others, trying to attract attention. And different sources may disagree, not only on opinions, but on the facts themselves. Yes?
So, how do we get the truth, or something close?
One of the best ways to do that is to get hold of the original news, unfiltered by the middlemen. Instead of articles interpreting an event or a politician's speech, we can often find the actual source material and judge for ourselves. For current events, follow reporters on social media during major events such as the Arab Spring or the Ukrainian-Russian conflict. Reporters often blog updates and recordings from the midst of the chaos. Though many of these later appear in articles or broadcasts, keep in mind that the polished versions often combine the voice of the person who was there with the input of editors who weren't. While good journalism aims for objectivity, media bias is often unavoidable. If we can't get hold of the actual story, we should read coverage in multiple outlets which employ different reporters and interview different experts. Tuning into various sources and noting the differences between them lets you put the pieces together to get a more complete picture. Yes?
How can we separate fact from fiction? Opinion from what's really happening?
Well, words like think, likely, or probably can mean that the media is being careful, although it can also mean that they're simply guessing about the ongoing events. Okay, that's the language aspect. The next thing is the quality or reliability of a source. Watch out for reports that rely on anonymous sources. Such sources could be people who have little connection to the story or have a vested interest in influencing the readers, listeners, or viewers. Their anonymity making them unaccountable for the information they provide.
You said everyone could share news via the internet, I guess. What are the dangers in this?
Okay, yes. Let's move on to how you can act ethically as a blogger or journalist. What you must do is verify what you want to share. Social media has enabled the truth to reach us faster. It has also allowed rumors to spread before they can be verified, and falsehoods to survive long after they've been disproved. So, before you share that unbelievable or outrageous news item, do a web search to find any additional information or context you might have missed, and what others are saying about it. It's the old ethos of journalists. Check and recheck before passing on the news. Today, we are freer than ever before from the traditional media and their politics, as they no longer exclusively control the flow of information. But with freedom comes responsibility. The responsibility to make sure that the flow of information does not become a flood, so that we are left less informed than before we took the initiative and started researching the news on our own.